So, I'm Max Oppenheimer. Today, I will be interviewing my mother, simply about the topics of my life with her. It is growing up with, and I myself would like to conquer upon the reasons of what makes us who we are today. And I feel she's played a very interesting role in my life. Now, to start off, what has it been like knowing me? Like, how has it felt knowing your son for all these years? 13 years, almost 14. How's it felt?
I feel pretty happy and proud of you. Because you're a really good boy. Smart, you behave, and you are friendly and a lovely person.
Now, what I'm wondering from this is, what do you think has influenced me to become the person I am today? And I think you would know more than anyone else because you've seen me and who I've been for this long. What has changed in me, and how do you think I've become better as a person?
You are influence to a thing from your father, like you like a lot of reading and you love the movies, music, but also you are pretty good artist, like you just born with that, you call?
I would say it is the talent. It would be the talent.
Exactly, that's the talent, like you were born, and you read a lot. You know, that's, I don't know, it then make you pretty good in yourself as a person. And then you like art. And I see your drawings all this time, and they're pretty good. And, you know, since you were 2 years old, you were painting until now, and you have your own your own style of painting.
I've heard that. For the first 5 years of your life, it affects the person that you become later on. Do you believe that?
Yes, I believe.
And what do you feel that you've done to help me become who I am? What do you think you see in who you are, and what do you see in yourself and me?
Well, sometimes life has been a little bit hard for us, just maybe with money or something. And I know you always, you're not one of those person like, oh, can I borrow money? Oh, can I borrow? No, you find a way either to sell art, to sell your books, to, you know, to do something to get whatever you need. If you need more art supplies or if you need money for your clothes, and that's something like a always do, like, you know, just money doesn't grow up on trees, but that's really important how to survive and how we have that skill. And I know you do it pretty good.
So honestly, you feel that I always find a way critically thinking about solving problems?
Yeah,
and exactly.
You always have, you know, You have a problem, but you always have your solution. You are pretty good on that.
And I'd like to talk a little more about you and seeing both how you see parts of yourself and me. What do you think you've learned and had from me in the past 14 years?
I will learn from you, how to enjoy life more, how to read the books, how to spend time more by myself and enjoy my own time, to not worry about things, you know. I don't know, just to see life simple as is, the same way you always told me, like, don't worry about it, everything is going to be okay, or things are going to be better, or, you know, if happening happens or something. But just to maybe to learn to relax more.
I feel it's really special that we learned so much from each other just by basically teaching each other for the past 13 years and caring for each other. I think that's been a really good thing.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you more.